This week, Virginia Governor Ralph Northam signed House Bill 386 into law, banning the dangerous practice of so-called reparative therapy on underage persons. With a look at this important development, I am delighted to be joined by National Center for Lesbian Rights Born Perfect Campaign Virginia Ambassador Adam Trimmer. Adam, welcome to State of Belief Radio.
Thank you so much for having me.
I know this issue is not just core to your work, but also personally significant to you individually. So what was it like seeing the governor sign this bill?
I'll tell you, it felt like the survivor community, the community of survivors of conversion therapy, were heard. Our stories have really been treated like the ones who didn't do it right by these ex-gay groups, by the people providing conversion therapy. And to know that the regulatory boards, the legislators, and now the governor of Virginia is on our side, this feels like a huge win for our community in Virginia.
Virginia was the first southern state to take this step. Why is that particularly significant?
That's significant because when you think about the South, you think about regions like the Bible Belt. And, you know, you think about how difficult it is for someone who identifies as part of the LGBTQ community to grow up in a southern region where it is evangelical, conservative, Christian churches as just the way of life of the majority of the population. So for Virginia to be showing the South that we can stand up for our community and win is a huge message to people who are in that situation right now, where they may not feel heard, where they may feel invalidated by the world around them. But in the South, we have a voice and we can use it and people will listen.
A lot of Americans wouldn't believe that this practice is still happening at all, never mind on vulnerable young people. Would you be willing to talk about how widespread and how dangerous Pray Away the Gay Quackery really is?
It's a valid question, and I think it's so important to talk about the core of it, which is manipulation of vocabulary, because the very existence of the concept of conversion therapy is challenged by people who are providing conversion therapy. And what I mean by that is they will say that they are helping somebody heal from unwanted same-sex attraction, but they will never acknowledge that individual as gay, right? So that's one way of vocabulary manipulation. Why that's significant is because they will take that same set of principles to say, if we use this vocabulary, then this is inerrant and this is correct and this is the only way that it is. And when we say something, it manipulates the truth, but that's the way that it is. And so when they say we don't provide conversion therapy, it's because they're taking that vocabulary manipulation. What they're actually saying is, I am helping someone, quote unquote, heal from unwanted same-sex attraction or, quote unquote, a transgender identity that needs to be fixed. But it's not conversion therapy to them because that's not what they're calling it. But the reality is, any attempt to change someone's sexual orientation or gender identity is part of this conversion therapy. And this bill specifically applies to licensed professionals in the state of Virginia that are regulated by the Department of Health Professions.
What else do Americans of goodwill need to know about the harm of ex-gay practices?
That's a great question. So the principle of it is that being gay doesn't exist, of course, is something that they will tell people who go to their programs. But also that same-sex attraction, as they call it, comes from something, right? So they will dig and try to find what that quote-unquote something is and then try to fix that something. So now you not only are denying who you are, but you're also having your entire life brought into question, skewing everything you know, the core of your identity, and so many different things that are brought into question for the sole purpose of trying to create a recovery program. So I experienced multiple forms of conversion therapy at the age of 18, and it's something that children should never be subjected to. It's manipulative, it is not helpful, and there is nothing wrong with being part of our community.
How do you get over that?
I had to go through some really intense yet amazing counseling with a fantastic therapist. And I say this all the time. Nobody should ever have to go through therapy because of therapy. I had to kind of unrewire everything that was manipulated during my experiences in conversion therapy. So I wound up as a quote-unquote ex-gay after a suicide attempt during my coming out process. A pastor had told me that I tried being gay and look what happened, and that I needed to change my vocabulary. So that's where it started. And then I started seeing a counselor. I started going to a local ministry in Richmond. I started going to a bunch of ex-gay conferences. And it was just like I was bought into this. I believed this was going to work. I believed that at some point I was going to walk away as a heterosexual. And to add an even further depth of how deep I got into this, I was also seeing these people who were quote-unquote success stories because they were standing there next to people they'd married and said, look, this can be you. And I believed that lie, and a lot of us believe that lie. And if anybody's listening and has at any point in their life thought that being gay could be cured and has bought into that lie, just know that, one, you are not alone, and two, you are not crazy. This is not your fault. This is something that a system has tried to suppress our identities. And unfortunately, there are so many casualties. But if you have experienced this, you are a survivor, and you deserve to celebrate your pride because you deserve to feel pride and not the shame that we experience in these programs.
The National Center for Lesbian Rights has long made exposing and opposing ex-gay pseudoscience a priority. Would you talk about that and the Born Perfect campaign, please?
Of course. So Born Perfect is a campaign to end conversion therapy. Virginia is the 20th state to end conversion therapy. And I feel that's significant because the year is 2020. We are state number 20. And 2020 vision, perfect vision, this is a perfect vision for the state of Virginia to become a queer-affirming part of the South. So Born Perfect, it supports ending conversion therapy through legislation, like the legislation that just passed through Virginia, through education, educating the community. For example, we did a couple movie screenings around the state of Virginia. And, you know, we just have several different opportunities to educate about not only my experience, but the experiences of other survivors of conversion therapy and of the damage that it causes. We're doing an event here soon that's kind of focused on healing from conversion therapy. And, of course, through litigation, right? So as things get challenged, it's important to be able to uphold these bills, and the Born Perfect campaign historically has. And, you know, I have no doubt that if there is any challenge in Virginia, that Born Perfect and the National Center for Lesbian Rights would be able to uphold these pieces of legislation.
While Virginia now becomes the 20th state in the union to outlaw the practice on minors, as you've just pointed out, it's clear much more needs to be done. Certainly, LGBTQI persons over the age of 18 can be victimized. Are there strategies for expanding protections beyond minors?
So that's a great question. And I think the most powerful thing that we can do in that space is educate. So I think of my friend Garrett Conley, his memoir, Boy Erased, that was released and turned into the film. He was 18 when this happened as well. And, you know, the education that came about because of that film was incredible. People were starting to see portrayed what happens in conversion therapy. And, you know, the more that we're able to educate our community, the more chance that we have of potentially saving lives from having these parents believe that their children can be changed or that something is wrong with them. So I think how we combat that at this point is education, to make sure that everyone understands exactly what's happening in these programs, because the reality is that if somebody is 18 and goes to these programs, then, you know, it's not like a parent sending their child against their will. It is something that that adult does have to consent to, but it doesn't mean that they're not going to be misled.
As I understand it, the protections only apply to licensed mental health providers. That would mean that vast swaths of unlicensed organizations and leaders cloaked in claimed religious beliefs continue to have unfettered access to the bodies and souls of vulnerable LGBTQI young people. Are there options for changing that in the future?
I think the big question that I would ask is somebody spending money? I think about the story of Alex Cooper. If you've seen her story portrayed in a Lifetime film that came out several months ago, she actually sued and won in a situation that was provided by a religious group. So, yeah, I think there is a really strong level of protection that our community has against this. However, coming forward to talk about your experiences is one of the most vulnerable places that we can put ourselves in. And so I think it's important for everyone to know that if you've experienced this, you are not alone, and it is okay to talk about it, and it is okay to see what your options are as it relates to taking action regarding your experiences. When it comes to licensed mental health offices, these are regulated professions. And it's going to be so important that our community finds a safe haven when they go to a counselor or a therapist or a doctor. And the Virginia Health Board, paired with the General Assembly and now the governor, have ensured that our youth will have that safe haven if they're part of our community, that they will not be taken down this path to say that you are broken because you are either transgender or gay or lesbian or any other part of our community, that they will be able to seek care for what actual issues are happening in their life, and they'll be protected from that. And if they experience something like that, that they can file a complaint. And that is a big win for the state of Virginia.
Proponents of pray away the gay quackery are actively challenging even the level of protections in the name of free speech and under the guise of religious liberty. Are there strategies for countering that kind of well-funded, carefully coordinated campaign?
That's a great question. And here in Virginia, that is essentially already taken care of because the licensing boards have actually produced something called a guidance document on several different health boards that have defined what conversion therapy is and that it's harmful. And there were opponents that said it was a free speech issue. The boards have been very clear. The General Assembly has been very clear. And now with the passage of the bill and the signing of the bill by the governor has been very clear. This is not free speech just because words are coming out of a therapist or a counselor's mouth. This is a regulated health profession. And so this is something where the appropriate boards are able to hold their licensed professionals accountable if they engage in this type of quote-unquote science that is not valid and hasn't been valid since homosexuality was removed from the Diagnostic and Statistical Manual in 1973.
How do we get people to understand that the struggle is far from over and that every step forward inspires a backlash that requires tireless vigilance and organizing?
What we need is we need for people to see the survivor community. When we share our experiences, we need for people to listen and to understand that even if you're just seeing one person sharing their story, you are seeing a glimpse into an entire world that exists that we have found ourselves trapped in at one point in our lives. We need the conversation to spread. We need people to share about what is conversion therapy, what is the damage that it causes, and why is it a bad thing. We need for these conversations to happen everywhere. Even with the protections that are enacted, we need for our community to know that these protections do exist. Because ultimately, these boards are going to be able to hold the licensed professionals accountable if complaints are filed. And so we need for everyone to understand what these protections mean, how to file a complaint, and what conversion therapy is. It is something that has wrecked so many lives and so many families, including my own. And the time for silence is over. We need for people to understand that there are massive organizations that are making profits off of promising that they can help someone heal from homosexuality or from same-sex attraction or to help somebody deal with, quote-unquote, unwanted same-sex attraction.
Adam, what would you say to any LGBTQI young person who is struggling with their sexual identity or gender expression right now, whether due to family pressure, religious dogmas, or societal bigotry, what do they need to hear right at this moment from a survivor of ex-gay pseudoscience?
Thank you so much for that question. If you are experiencing shame regarding who you are, know that you are perfect just the way you are. There are resources available if you need to speak with somebody. There are incredible resources in the state of Virginia, such as the LGBT Life Center, such as Launchpad Counseling, which is multiple different organizations that specifically are able to help parts of our community. It is okay to seek that help, and that help is not conversion therapy. There is nothing wrong with who you are. You don't want to fall down this trap of trying to change yourself or of trying to suppress yourself, because you deserve better. You deserve to feel pride. You deserve to have an absence of the shame that you're feeling right now. And it is absolutely possible to get there. And we are here as a community to support you on that path.
Adam Trimmer is Virginia Ambassador for the Born Perfect campaign from the National Center for Lesbian Rights. With the governor's signature on House Bill 386, this week the Commonwealth of Virginia becomes the 20th state in the Union to outlaw so-called ex-gay therapy on underage victims. Adam, it breaks my heart to know how many innocent LGBTQI lives have been subjected to the torture of ex-gay quackery, and especially that it's almost always done in the name of religion. I am grateful you have come through that horrific experience with the open heart and generosity of spirit needed for the kind of activism you engage in today. And I celebrate with you this important step forward. Thank you for being with us on State of Belief Radio.
Thank you so much. This is a time of celebration for Virginia, and I'm so grateful to have you there celebrating with us. Thank you so much.